From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. About 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in Sierra Madre, waiting out a fire that's burned about 490 acres in the hills. At last count, the fire was about 23% contained. Officials say homes aren't directly threatened now, but they won't decide until noon today whether to allow residents to return. Barbara Kroonquist with the Forest Service monitored the fire overnight.
Fire up and down the ridges, bright orange flames licking at the ridges. It's very dramatic when you have the contrast of light and the dark sky and dark mountains.
Some of the brush, she adds, hasn't burned in 40 years. It was a hot weekend. The mercury hit 95 degrees at LAX yesterday, but meteorologists say humidity was high, and they expect cooler weather today. A year ago, the governor came under fire for promoting the state's green credentials while flying around in a private jet, emitting tons of carbon along the way. Arnold Schwarzenegger silenced his critics by announcing he'd purchased carbon credits from the Van Eck Forest in Humboldt County. It's one of two forests certified to sell carbon offsets under new state-supported standards. Tamara Keith visited the Van Eck and filed this report.
Just a splash of sunlight filters through the redwood and Douglas fir trees that tower overhead in the Van Eck Forest. On the ground, there are signs of spring, ferns growing gangbusters, and an assortment of shade-loving wildflowers. Lori Wayburn is soaking it all in.
You know, you look down there and you look at the skunk cabbage, and you could well imagine that you were in a virgin forest.
Wayburn is president of the Pacific Forest Trust, which is managing this 2,200-acre forest several miles inland from Arcata. The lush landscape, where logging is limited, is a stark contrast to the swath of barren land we passed on our way in here. Land clear-cut not long ago for its valuable timber.
This could be looking exactly like what our neighbor's landscape looks like, which is a series of 20-plus acre clear-cuts across the landscape. What we're doing is growing trees into the hundred and hundreds plus years of age.
Contrary to what you might imagine, the Pacific Forest Trust doesn't generate its carbon credits by planting lots of young trees here. Wayburn explains that old trees, with their deep roots, expansive canopies, and thick trunks, capture and store more carbon more quickly than younger trees. Over the coming century, forest managers will allow these trees to grow much larger than those in conventionally managed forests.
And ideally, what you want to do in a forest is grow your forest to that sweet spot where you're putting on the maximum amount of volume every year, and then you're sustaining the forest at that amount over time.
And all the carbon sequestered above and beyond the business-as-usual level can be sold as carbon offsets. The Van Eck is one of two forests certified by the nonprofit California Climate Action Registry as meeting rigorous standards for capturing carbon. At this point, the sale and purchase of carbon offsets in California is voluntary and not regulated by the state. Climate Registry President Gary Giroux says that's given the carbon market a Wild West feel.
In any new and emerging market, there's going to be some players who are looking to make a quick buck and others who are really interested in quality. We're trying to make sure that quality is always there, and only quality projects will be registered with us.
The California Air Resources Board recently endorsed the registry's forest standards. That's gone a long way to boost the credibility and market value of carbon credits from the state's forests, says Andrea Tuttle. She's a forestry expert and member of the Pacific Forest Trust Board. She says offsets from trees can play a key role as California moves ahead to limit greenhouse gas emissions.
Anything you can do with a pork belly, you can do with forest carbon in terms of cash sales, derivatives, hedge funds, portfolio mixes. It's a legitimate product now.
So legitimate that the Van Eck Forest has sold credits to a New York-based carbon investment fund, a bus company going green, and in addition to Governor Schwarzenegger, politicians like Nancy Pelosi. And the electric utility PG&E is buying 200,000 tons of credits for its customers from the state's largest carbon forest, the Garcia River Forest in Mendocino County. Lewis Bloomberg is with the Nature Conservancy, which is a partner in that forest.
There is some charisma to a redwood tree, and I think that may help influence the interest of the buyers. You know, you could buy methane from the waste of a cow from a dairy farm, or you could buy a carbon credit in a redwood forest.
And another plus, he says income from carbon credits could eventually be an incentive for forest owners to resist development pressures. But are tree offsets more about feeling good than really solving the world's global warming problem? That's the view of Joseph Rome, an environmental blogger and vocal critic of forestry projects. He says you could reforest the entire United States, and it wouldn't be enough.
I mean, the goal, obviously, has got to be to avoid catastrophic warming. And the state of California is a leader there, but trees are going to play a very, very small role in that task.
But back in Humboldt County in the Vanek Forest, Lori Wayburn is convinced about the positive impact forests can have on climate change.
The loss of forests and the depletion of forests is the second largest cause of CO2 emissions. Between 20 and 25% of today's emissions are... That's a spotted owl.
The call of a spotted owl stops her in her tracks.
Let's go down and see this owl.
We've stumbled on a pair of this iconic endangered species, and they're so close we can look them in the eyes.
This is just tremendously exciting.
And more than that, Wayburn says.
One of the co-benefits of managing forests for their climate benefits is that you're restoring the forest to what it can naturally do, and that means that all the threatened and endangered species who have been losing habitat can return.
Wayburn says these owls have been visiting the Vanek Forest for a couple of years now, though this is only the second time she's seen them. Forest managers have named them Arnold and Maria, after California's governor and first lady. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
To take your own tour of the Vanek and see one of those spotted owls in flight, head to our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, April 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.